Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Star Spangled Eurovision. My name is Max. I am here with my lovely, apparently very tired co-hosts, Alex and Bart.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone. Good to speak to you.
Yes, we are. It's a little late, so this week we are going over this year's Eurovision entries from Cyprus, the UK, Austria, and Iceland. So, yeah, we got some bops maybe to wake us up while we're from our, fuck, I don't know.
Max, so you're tired. Supposed to be the one who's like okay and with it and keeping us together.
It's been a long week, guys.
It's Tuesday.
I know.
Okay, right, let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Our first entry for this year, or for this week, will be Celia Capsis from Cyprus with the song Liar. I can see it in your eyes that you don't like to be this way. I don't let you fight him back. Guys like you can't be changed. Should have known that you are a liar.
I mean, I feel like Cyprus always holds down the diva quotient, and this year they're joined by a lot of company, but they're still doing all right. This is good. I do feel like of all, like, as we're getting a lot of diva bops, I feel like Cyprus still shows they have, like, a little bit of the extra that, like, makes it particularly catchy. It's, like, a little med boppy. It has a good beat. It does feel very, like, Cypriot Tate McRae in a way that I can't tell if I mean that in a good way or a bad way. Like it's very slick dancing. I think it's dancing that's not that hard, but, like, looks impressive. And then they clearly have very, like, TikTok-ready moves. It's definitely, like, catchy. I'm like, is this going to win? No. Is it going to get points? Like, maybe a couple from me in the end. But it is, like, it gets stuck in your head, and I feel like we've definitely seen some bops that you're like, I see what you're trying to do, and you're not quite making it. And then this one, I'm like, they got there. They hit what they were trying to do.
Yeah, I think it's pretty solid. I think when I first heard this, I was like, this compared to everything else we have this year that's kind of, like, weird and out of the box and out there, I was like, this is kind of really boring and generic, but it has grown on me, and it is kind of like, yeah, if Cypher set this, like, 4 or 5 years ago, we'd be all over it and be our best, you know, favorite song. So I feel like they're just doing what they do well. And I am into it, actually. Yeah. The more I listen to it, I think the more it just hooks you in and you're like, yeah, this is a bop. Is it anything special? No. Is it going to be in my top 10? Probably not. But it's just a solid entry, solid club banger. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, like, this is the year of not only the, like, obscure, but also just we have bangers that are, like, banger ballads and just regular bangers. And I think that if it were another year, like, this one would probably have maybe pushed through. I don't think it would have won, but it would have probably done better. I don't necessarily see this going super far, just because I feel like, and this has nothing against her, I just think that the song is, like, they got the catchy hook and they're like, can we repeat this many times? Like, everyone's gonna dance to it and it's gonna be fun, but I just don't see it being, like, making it out of the semis.
Yeah, I wonder, because she's such a young performer, you know, it's pretty hit or miss whether or not they have, like, the presence on stage or the confidence to really pull it off. And, like, she seems like she's, you know, pretty confident, but all we got was this, frankly, terrible music video, I must say. Even though the song is pretty good. But music video, terrible. But, yeah, I'm curious to see if she'll be able to perform it live, how it comes across live. I mean, Cypress is usually pretty good with staging, so I have no worries that there's going to be a concept around it. I just am curious about execution. And I think it's all going to depend on that, whether it can stand out. All right, let us move on to our next bop of the evening. Let's head on over to the UK, where Ali Alexander is representing the island nation with Dizzy. Let's take a listen. I feel stillness in the air. Time is frozen, all memories lost. So won't you make me
So, honestly, UK entries are, like, notoriously not great. I mean, they've gotten better over the years, but this is, I don't know. I think that it's stronger than most of what they sent. It's still not super for me. And here's something that I just, like, really hate, is that why is it that the UK feels like they have to send songs that are clearly not written by native speakers, or at least, like, doing a little, like, fixing of it. It's like, English is your native language. Like, this sounds like something that, you know, was written in a different language and then literally translated over to English. And this happens so often for the UK, where it's like, wait, what? Like, it's fine if it's, like, I don't know, if it's actually, well, I know this isn't written by someone who's English, but I'm sorry, guys. I'm, like, going on a tangent. I'm just, like, Dizzy Freak, just, like, every single fucking sentence. It's, like, clearly not, like, it's, like, Swedish, but.
Babe, I think it's, like, wordplay.
No, because it's just, like, not.
I think it's wordplay from a native English speaker.
I think you just came back from a trip to Denmark and Germany. I think you just forgot what English sounds like.
I wish people had the live feed right now, because me and Max have our jaws, like, dropped.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think that this sound, like, these lyrics sound, they're so childish. This reminds me of, like, when Austria decided to sing in French, and it was, like, elementary French. Like, that's what we're getting right now.
I think everyone involved in this song is a native English speaker, so I don't...
Okay, that's just really sad.
Know what you're talking about.
It's, like, really bad. Like, it, honestly, if this were, like, submitted by, like, a country that were native English speakers, I would be like, oh, actually, like, this is a bop, you know, like, English isn't their first language, this is cool. This is the UK, it's your first language. So I'm sorry, you're being graded on a curve here, and this is terrible.
But I really think the lyrics are fine. I mean, like, Dizzy from your kisses isn't something that you would say, but I think that that's, like, the point. Like, I think it's supposed to be, like, a turn of phrase. Like, you're, like, Dizzy from, like, I was not something you don't, it's not, like, a colloquialism. But I think it is supposed to be that way. I think this song is just, First of all, I actually do really like this song. I think it's good. I think it, like, Alex, you like such shit songs. Don't give me that face. I think that this song has been on a journey because Ollie Alexander obviously is, like, a pretty well-known artist of the years and years. He's had, like, some really big hits. I do feel like his weird phrasing is kind of, like, a hallmark of his. So I'll give you some credit, Alex, that I feel like they sometimes do use, like, weird phrasing. But I still think it is native English. But with that said, I feel like the issue is, like, they announced Ollie Alexander, everyone was, like, losing their minds, like, he's going to be the winner. Like, you know, it's going to keep this, like, really great turn of the UK. I don't think it's going to be a winner, mostly because I think it is a really good song, but I think, A, like, it doesn't have, like, as natural of a hook as some of the other songs have. And then B,
Can I just ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Like, if we break down the first verse, there's a place where we break the line, make it a circle redefined. Beautiful gardens, eternal flowers, you know the way, so take me there. Can you, like, explain that to me?
Have you ever, like, looked up the lyrics to an Ariana Grande song? Most lyrics to songs, like, don't actually make sense if you read them. It's all about the musicology of the phrasing.
Okay, well, this man has no musicology in the phrasing of a song.
With that said, I think that the strength of the song is really the production and, like, the weird, like, clock sounds and, like, the layering of the vocals and the bridge and the kind of, like, tonal shifts. Like, the song isn't about the lyrics or the vocals. It's about the production. And I feel like songs that are like that don't usually come across well on a live stage. And that's why I feel like this isn't going to come across as well in Eurovision as, like, I think some people would have hoped for.
Thank you. You were a lot more eloquent than I was able to be on 5 hours of sleep in the last 31 hours.
We know, babe.
We know.
Max, go ahead.
No, I think you're right on the money, Bart. I think I like this song a lot, but it's it also kind of had to grow on me. I think the expectations around Ollie Alexander being the UK entry, I think I'm not even, like, a huge Years and Years fan, but I think that just, you know, a lot of expectation around what he was going to sing. And upon first listen, it comes off a bit generic. And I think to really appreciate the production, which is the best part of it, it takes a few listens to really get all the details, which makes it a good song, in my opinion, and something I want to keep listening to. And it's super catchy. That melody gets stuck in my head all the time. I sing it in the shower, like, virtually every other day. But, yeah, I think, like you said, Bart, that is not going to come across on stage. And Ollie Alexander is he's a great performer, for sure. They could have a really good staging concept or something like that. And it might do middling, I think. To say it's going to do particularly well, I think that might be a stretch. You know, Years and Years is a pretty popular band, but name recognition can only get you so far. And with a lot of other songs that I think are really built for staging and for impact on the Eurovision stage this year, I think it might just fall flat, unfortunately. I think it might get some votes for being Ollie Alexander, for being a catchy song, to which, you know, I don't think it'll come last place, which hopefully will save it from that. But yeah, it's not a winner for me. That said, I really like this song. Like, it's certainly going to be on my, you know, playlist for my best of Eurovision playlist going forward. It's really fun. I can't wait to dance to this. I actually really love that the bridge. Like, it's just the production there is really, really fantastic. And the way it kind of, like, builds suspense, really, really good. That's not going to come across on stage at all, I don't think. Yeah. So let us move on to something that I think might actually have a better chance of coming across well on stage, but TBD. This is Kayleen from Austria with We Will Rave. Let's take a listen. Only silhouettes, I just wanna forget about.
someone who just came back from Europe, like, I feel like listening to the radio, even though this particular song didn't play, this was just an AI-generated version of all the songs that I just listened to, and I'm here for it. Let's go, Austria. Although, again, does this person exist? is Austria just sending AI copies of things? Because I'm starting to think that that's the case. I mean, they know their audience. Like, I'm going to keep listening to the song, but, like, is it... I feel like it's gonna have the same fate as last year.
I don't know. I think, well, okay. So I agree that it is kind of, it does feel a little bit AI generated. Like if you just typed We Will Rave into some kind of AI song platform, like this is actually what it would spit out for sure. And that's it. I mean, it's very consistent with this year's like 90s throwback vibe. For some reason, like 90s, early 2000s, that seems to be the theme for this year. It's, you know, a solid rave track. I wish there was more raving in the music video or more dancing or something. I don't really know.
You didn't why that's enjoy the oily men with the hammer next to the antique car.
Like, I enjoyed that part.
As the resident lesbian, I was like, oh my God, I hope they don't hurt the car that looks like a pricey antique right there.
No, but I mean, she's like a professional choreographer. I think I just read that she literally did like the staging concept and stage direction for Chanel. So like she's clearly creative and can put together a performance. So I think this will be really good on stage, even if this music video is not much to go by. That said, yeah, I think solid dance track. I think I like the vibe. The fact that it's kind of on theme for this year, which feels like what Austria just sometimes does. So good for them.
The song is perfect. The music video is sexy. AI generated or not, this song is for hot people who deal with their problems by going out to party and forget about them, and I relate to that. So I feel really seen by Kayleen. I hope that you do too. If you don't, you're an ugly bitch, and you should try to find some joy in your life and listen to it again. This is everything to me. This is not gonna win, sadly, but I love it, and this is gonna be on repeat for just years.
Real quick, can you just, I'm just trying to figure out if I heard that right. People who don't like this song are ugly bitches.
Yes.
Okay.
That is truly how I feel. Love if you it. Don't feel love something,
if I'm you don't so happy I went you, first and said that I liked it because, you know.
When she riffs on the last chorus, I was like, can't be saved. I was like, yes.
Also, am I the only one who's really thinking, like, this looks really cool, but she probably can sing. Can't you?
I don't think you need to sing for this one. It's not really a singing song.
This song will be, like, 100 times better if she can't sing. This is a sure qualifier if she can hit none of the notes.
Fair.
And that's that.
All right. Well, that was Kayleen with We Will Rave. Let us move on to another queen from Iceland, the returning Hera Björk, who was the Icelandic representative in 2010 with the iconic Je Ne Sais Quoi. Let's see if she still has any of that Je Ne Sais Quoi quality with the song Scared of Heights. First, still drowning in this Russian fear. Wish that I could unlearn. I can enjoy the view from up here. Maybe we should leave this. Cause what would be the use of crashing into you? We could end up in pieces. So need another heart-shaped cruise. I feel it coming. Been here before and never got it right. Baby, I'm wondering, giving wine mom living her best life, her dream, like, full. The vibe is very, like, you know, who's a big housewife, moves from karaoke to the big stage. Like, this is what she dreams of, and when she closes her eyes at night, and she's, you know, having the best time. And I love that for Hera Bjork. Is this song good? No. It's so bad and generic and boring and blah. But you just gotta love the energy and just the, I don't know, I don't even know what the word is other than just like, you know, you go, girl, you do your thing.
I don't know. Like, there's only a certain amount of days and hours in all of our lives. And I think that, yeah, we should all go do our thing, but whether or not the rest of us have to be exposed to it is a whole other thing. Just, you know, there's a finite amount of time that we have on this earth. I'm happy that she had her moment. I wish that my moment could have been not watching that.
I have to say, I completely agree with Max. It's like your favorite drunk aunt gets up on stage at the wedding and like sings the original song about her heartbreak. And you're kind of like, aww, like, yeah, Aunt Hera, like, good for you. Like, we see you. But, like, maybe we should get you an Uber. Go home. Now. I see, like, the vision for the song. I feel like it's, like, very lowest common denominator. It's, like, very easy. It's like, oh, we're falling in love. Like, and it wouldn't be bad, but I just feel like her, I don't know, just the performance is like basic but still sloppy somehow, and just like the like it's just like so such a basic song that I'm like, I feel like you should be able to knock this out of the park. Like, why is it still like, why are we still not really hitting the notes that well? Like, it's cute and it's like enjoyable, but it's just not, it's like it should be better. It could be better.
I would turn that on its head, actually. And I'd say that if give her another song and another try with, like, different choreography. Like, I'm thinking, yeah, like, she's the drunk aunt, but she's not the only drunk aunt. I mean, Spain is also, well, yeah, like, maybe, like, grandma's bestie kind of aunt, but I think it's the song. A lot of it is the song.
I mean, at least it is a song, I guess. Kudos.
Touché. But,
no, I feel like this is literally, like, the scene in the movie where, like, you know, the bored housewife has like a dream and she's on stage and, you know, singing her heart out and having like a moment. And then she wakes up and it's her boring life again. So she pours herself a glass of wine. Like, that is exactly this vibe.
This is the off Broadway crazy ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Home video musical reproduction.
Listen, I'm happy for Hera. It's not je ne sais quoi. I know. Just say exactly what this is and it's bad. So, on that note, that's our episode for today.
I'm sorry, guys. I feel like I was a negative Nancy. I suck. I apologize.
No, that's just, you're just tired. It's fine. We get it. Transatlantic flights will do that to you. But thank you all for listening. We'll be back next week with four more songs. We still got content for you guys right up until the contest. But in the meantime, you should, A, participate in our Star Spangled Jury, which we have officially opened up. And all you have to do to participate is send us your top 10 songs in order to starspangledeurovision@gmail.com or DM us on Twitter at @SSC_pod. We can't wait to hear from you and see what you guys pick. Otherwise, yeah, we'll see you next week. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
especially Alex.
Yeah.